Hello.
Wesley, we got cut off. Did the phone die, or was it just clicking over again?
No, it, for some reason, it just completely shut off. I don't know why. But I'm actually at 2%, so it's finally charging.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Okay, yeah, I thought, oh, I'm happy that he told me it was almost dying. So we're almost done with this, and then I can schedule your appointment, and you'll be good to go. So this next part says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 10th, in the nominal amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment, and when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
So $398 now and then $298 or $299 a month after that?
Yep, and all you have to remember is each month on the 10th. So if you ever decide not to continue, just call us before that business day or 3 days before and we can cancel you out and prevent further charges. But you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now, on the client interview, it's going to take about 20 minutes. We're double booked for the remainder of the day, but what looks good for tomorrow? And I'll tell you what's available. Do you want to look at morning or afternoon?
Let's say anytime before 2 o'clock. I've got to take my kids to the dentist.
Oh, how nice. I hope they don't have any cavities.
That's right. Not yet, hopefully.
Oh, good. Yeah, my daughter just took hers, and it's the second time they got the no cavity little stamp, so that was exciting. Even though the older one was having pain, so she thought she was going to need a root canal or something, but it turned out they said it was just a sore loose tooth. So I was like, wow, she got lucky on that one.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So I have 2 opportunities before 2 o'clock. We have an 11 o'clock open and we have a 1 o'clock open.
Let's do the 11.
11, okay. So what I'm doing right now, Wesley, is I'm blocking out an hour from 11 to 12 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within the hour, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, did you get that text that I sent you that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Check. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you would open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash, or it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And then when you click on that, it's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom and hit confirm signature, plug your name in, and click the box that you're authorized. Now, once it goes through, Wesley, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay. And now, how many keywords can there be?
I always like to say keep it around 15 or less. You can do more if you want to, but I've had people in the past say, can I have 100 keywords, Tina? And the answer to that is yes, you can, but sometimes that will hurt your rankings because what happens is when somebody types in a service that they need, so let's say someone types in drainage or irrigation, right? Or sod, and you happen to offer those services, The minute they type that into Google, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. And if we make your keywords heavy in, you know, under 15 different categories, you're going to rank very quickly under those, you know, 10 or 15 or however many you choose. But
okay,
we've had people where, say, for instance, they're an electrician by trade, but then when we set them up, they say, you know what, I also do some painting, and I also do some drywall, and I also do some plumbing, and I also do windows, and they're throwing all of these different keywords in there. Well, when someone searches for an electrician, the web crawlers get confused because there's so much conflicting content coming up for that company that sometimes they don't rank as well. So I would keep it, you know, under 15 keywords if you can. And I'm looking on your website, and it looks like you might even have like 8 or 9 keywords, and that would be perfect if you keep it at that. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. And I guess the reason why I was asking is because, like, if, and I, out of my curiosity, if somebody searches sod and somebody searches sod installation.
Oh, yeah, those are still within the same keyword. There's a difference between what Google considers a long-tailed keyword and a short-tailed keyword. So let's say someone puts in sod and another person puts in commercial sod installation, right? The commercial sod installation is a long-tailed keyword, but you would still come up using that because your main category is sod. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So that's all going to be concluded. It's not going to conflict. It's kind of like if you also said, oh, I also do auto detailing. Something like that would hurt you. But if they're just variations of how people type it in, those would still be included within your keywords.
Okay. Because, I mean, as you see on my website, I mean, I'm those 8 or 9 things, you know, the lighting, irrigation, sod, drainage, grading, you know, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, I guess I'll talk to your guy tomorrow, but, you know, that, I guess that's really, you know, my focus. So,
okay.
And I mean, honestly, more of my focus would be sod, irrigation, and, you know, pavers, I guess. It seems to be where most of it, I mean, because usually when you go in for an irrigation job, you picked up a sod job. When you go in for a paver job, you pick up irrigation and sod. So,
cool. They go hand in hand, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, and half the time the guy, you know, because when you do a patio paver, you got to grade out to it. And so you're going to use half a pallet to a pallet around it. And then they kind of look at it and they go, you know what? Just go ahead and poke me for the whole yard, backyard. And then you do that and then, you know, sometimes people are like, just do the whole thing. But most of the time it's just a backyard, front yard kind of thing. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's kind of hand in hand. So.
I'm going to send that note to them, but I'm going to put, you want to focus heavily on sod irrigation and pavers for landscaping, because I wouldn't want someone to call you for like a city street or something and think that you don't do the paving for that, right? That's just applicable
if
it's paving within the landscaping job, right?
Yeah,
like the landscape
pretty much
design.
Patio pavers, yes, ma'am.
Patio
walkways,
that's a
stuff
good
like
way
that.
To put it. Okay, I'm going to clarify that just so that they know. Patio pavers, walkways.
And lighting is, those are kind of my four biggest things. Lighting, landscape lighting, for trees and stuff.
Maybe
like
even
that.
Outdoor lighting, right? Landscape lighting, outdoor lighting. Okay.
And then, the others we talked about. That's really, you know, but a lot of my stuff and, you know, I wouldn't mind a lot of my bigger installs are like right now I've got a month-long job I'm about to start in about 2 weeks that is for a hotel, brand new hotel that's getting built. So I'm doing all the irrigation, sod, trees, plants, shrubs, install, you know, all the whole nine yards, lighting. There's a lot of like bigger plantations. Like there's one that's Palmetto Bluffs that is, building multi-million dollar houses one after the other. And and I've done one in there, and I might have two more coming up. But that's kind of my big focus for my money makers. But like I said, a lot of that I get via word of mouth.
What's the name of the neighborhood? I want to put it in the notes.
Palmetto Bluff.
Palmetto Bluff. Okay, Palmetto. I'm going to put that you specialize in that neighborhood because I'm really big on conversion, meaning our expertise is in the exposure, you know, making sure that Greenwork Landscapes is in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? Google calls that a micro moment, okay? But I'm really big on making sure that when a potential client sees you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So we could even put on your Google listing, specializes in commercial projects, hotels, Palmetto Bluff area. If you would do me a favor and maybe take some before and after photos of that hotel that you're working on and get that over to us, we can put all of that up on your Google listing. And in the meantime, if you have any content, you can send that over tomorrow when my technician calls you. And then when the hotel is complete, you can send the new one. So we can constantly update that for you, meaning it's all free of charge and it's included in the package. But I love, you know, when I hear little things like that to always put it in the notes. That way the technicians can promote it for you from the get-go, you know. Now, lastly, I want to ask you, I want to put a security question on file for you. And that's just because there was a client of ours, and that's why I brought up that $5 thing. Somebody called them after they signed up with us and they pretended like they were associated with Local Splash and they weren't. And they asked the client for more money and he gave it to them. So I always say if we put a security question on file, if somebody calls you from Local Splash, first of all, they're not going to ask you for more money because you're already paid in full. But if they are offering you an extra little bell or whistle that is an extra charge, they'll have to know the answer to this. So do you want to use your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Ooh. And I guess they would recite it back to me?
Yep, exactly.
let's go with the first pet.
Okay, the first pet's name. What's the name?
Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, that's cute.
And the fact that I still remember that.
I love that. What kind of pet was that?
He was a black cat, solid black cat. That so Itsy Bitsy Spider when I was younger, you just pictured it being black. And,
yeah.
He used to climb the chain link fence and dive in a spread eagle form after like squirrels and cats and, or birds and stuff. So he used to always run up the fence and jump and you would just, you know, that's how he got his name.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, I just did enter that for you and it's on file. So if anybody calls from Local Splash and they have any extra information, if you ever get that little feeling like, oh, I'm not sure this is valid, just tell them like, hey, there's a security question on file and I want you to confirm what it is. And if they can't confirm it, then they're not with us. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody that accesses your account, they'll have that in the notes here. Okay, so you're all good to go. So tomorrow when they call you, it's going to take only about 20 minutes or so. And then welcome aboard. I'm very excited for you. I know that you'll love this. I always tell people if you give us a couple of months and, you know, wait for the process, the two things you can do that will expedite things also is number one, don't miss the client interview tomorrow. Even if something comes up and they push the dental appointment up a couple of hours and you only have 5 minutes when they call, at least start the process because that will get the whole ball rolling, so to speak, you know? And then secondly, when that PIN code comes in the mail from Google, get it back to us as fast as you can, because I've had people where 3 weeks goes by and I haven't heard from them, and I call out and I say, did you get the PIN code? Oh, I got that postcard from Google, but I didn't think I needed it, so I threw it away. Well, if that happens, we have to send you a new one, and things like that will hold up your placement, right? So as long as you do those two things in a timely manner, you're going to see results even quicker.
Okay. And the and I guess this is different from the Google verification that they sent me for my business in the beginning.
If you've already done that, got registered with a Google business page and you got the verification code in the mail, then what my technician will do tomorrow is just send you an email to add us as a manager to it. So we won't have to send you a new PIN code, but we will have to be a manager on it so that we can optimize it to show on the first page, because we can't optimize it if we don't have access to it. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So they'll send that to you tomorrow. Matter of fact, I can send it to you now just so you have a jump start on it, but they'll walk you through it tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you are all good to go. So do you have any other questions for me at this time?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I never did ask you, how old are your little ones that you're taking to the dentist?
9 and 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Good for you to take them before Halloween and they eat all that candy and sugar. That way they get fresh toothbrushes and, and dental floss. And That's awesome. Okay, well, best of luck to them. I'll keep my fingers crossed for a good report for them. And then my name again is Tina, so I texted you the customer support number. If you ever want to talk to me, my extension is 777, so when you plug in that 777, it'll ring to my desk. If you ever wanted to just talk to a technician or make an update or something like that, just hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, have a great rest of your week, and then we'll reach out to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Wesley. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.